Weekends are made for catching up.
Here's what you missed from the KLRC Morning Show
with Mark and Christy.
Hello.
Happy Monday, Mark.
Monday it is.
Sure is.
Start to a brand new week.
Yeah.
Pretty special week this week, too. Holy Week with Easter coming up.
I was about to say, that's
this
that's
weekend.
Right.
Not just any old week.
Good Friday this Friday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So let's start, as we do every Monday, taking a moment to pray together as we kick off a new week. God, on this week where we choose to pause and remember, would you help us to do that? It's so easy to get distracted, even by good things. And so, God, on this week where we remember that you chose to sacrifice yourself, you gave yourself up for us, and that you would love us that much when we could never possibly repay you. And so often we just get caught up in our own little worlds and our own selves. Would you help us be able to see you and see the magnitude of what you've done for us, and maybe even allow us to see it in a fresh way this week? And so we ask for your help, because we can't even do that without you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ready for some good news?
We are too.
Here's your positive difference story of the day.
Okay, Mark. Payson High School.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, that name probably doesn't mean much to you.
Nope. But?
It means something to the people that have attended Payson High School, or the community.
It's their alma mater.
Which is Payson, Utah, is where this is. Well, what if I add just one word?
Okay.
Footloose.
As in, this Footloose?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. Oh, I love that song. That gets me going right now. Well, that's the school where the movie Footloose was filmed.
Okay.
Starring, of course, the one and only Kevin Bacon. Which he was like in every movie in the 80s.
Right.
For real. Well, on the walls, even throughout the building. This happened 40 years ago, by the way. This movie was filmed there.
Okay.
On the walls throughout the school, you've got these huge photos of movie scenes. So they're super proud of this, which they should be. They have sweatshirts, T-shirts, different items.
They're owning it.
They still wear this on a regular basis.
That's awesome.
Okay. And they even have the locker that Kevin Bacon used in the movie.
Is it like a little shrine?
Yes. No one uses that locker.
That's awesome.
It has photos of him on the inside. That is still his assigned locker, and it stays that way forever. Well, this year, two things are happening. Number one, it's the 40th anniversary of Footloose.
Okay, yeah. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Number two, it's the last year for this school to be there. They are relocating. They're going to tear the building down.
But it's iconic.
I know. But they're shutting the doors. Yeah, you're right. And they're going to relocate. They're going to build somewhere else. So this is literally the last year of the school, and it's also the 40th anniversary of this movie. Well, over a year now, the student body, they've been planning this event, okay? And they're begging Kevin Bacon to come be a part of it.
Because this is it.
Yeah. So they started this huge social media campaign called Bacon to Payson.
Nice.
Where they've shared photos of life-sized Kevin Bacon cutouts around the school.
That's amazing.
Where they're like hanging out with Kevin.
Yes.
And they've recreated memorable dance scenes from the movie, and they've put those on this Facebook page.
Love it.
Well, all this hard work has paid off, and the entire student body gathered. This is this past Friday at 4 a.m. They were on the Today Show. Okay, they gathered in the gym. Kevin Bacon, they zoom him in. He was on the set of a movie set in Atlanta on this huge screen. And he says, "Hey guys, I love what you've been doing. I'm coming. I can't miss it. And they've been planning it. They want it to happen on the day of their prom.
Yeah.
So they're doing it.
So he's showing up to prom.
Yes.
At the high school that was in the movie.
Yes.
Amazing.
Because, you know, in the movie, they were at prom.
Yeah.
And they were in the high school, but they, one of the biggest scenes of the movie is they're at prom and they do this whole dance and all this kind of stuff. And so they're turning it into a community event. They're also helping raise funds for Kevin Bacon. He has a nonprofit called Six Degrees, which helps underserved communities. And so that's a cool thing that's happening. So now the whole community is coming together in Payson, Utah, to have this epic event.
This is going
to
be huge.
For the whole day.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be pretty incredible. And Bacon just said he's so amazed at what they're doing. He's been super gracious and he's so thankful and just excited. And his last words in that video were, "Let's dance."
Yes, they were.
Of course.
Of course they were.
So I thought that was pretty neat.
That is our positive different story of the day.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
So this week we're playing a brand new song just in time for Easter that was inspired by a little clip that kind of went viral on the internet last year. And I actually just listened to it again this morning and I was like, man, I need to remind myself of this because so often when it comes to just thinking about our faith and our relationship with Jesus, if we're not careful, it starts becoming a lot of I statements. This is what I think, like I believe. Right? Yeah. It's like that's the enemy of our soul just wants to get us just distracted just a little bit. But Alistair Begg is a preacher who talked a little bit about a perspective to think about when you're asking those questions, like, why should I be allowed into God's family as part of his kingdom?
If you answer that, and if I answer it in the first person, we've immediately gone wrong. Because I believed, because I have faith, because I am this, because I am continuing. Loved ones, the only proper answer is in the third person, because he. And think about the thief on the cross. What an immense, I can't wait to find that fellow one day to ask him, how did that shake out for you? Because you were cussing the guy out with your friend. You'd never been in a Bible study. You never got baptized. You didn't know a thing about church membership. And yet you made it. You made it. How did you make it? That's what the angel must have said, you know, like, what are you doing here? Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, because I don't know. Well, you know, excuse me, let me get my supervisor. They go get the supervisor in. So, wait, just a few questions for you. First of all, are you clear on the doctrine of justification by faith? The guy said, I never heard of it in my life. And what about, let's just go to the doctrine of Scripture immediately. This guy's just staring. And eventually in frustration, he says, on what basis are you here? And he said, the man on the middle cross said, I can come.
Best answer ever. I was like, man, that's so good.
It's what he did for us.
That's, and we get that so messed up. And backwards. I know I do. And even if you've been in the church for a long time, right? Just start drifting to thinking like this has to do with what can I do and how can I perform?
Yeah. It's, his grace is just overwhelming and immense. And it's just such a great reminder and every day for us. And hopefully if we can stay in that place, we can stay in that humble place. And it will also keep our hearts open to hearing God on a daily basis. But I just thought, that's really pretty powerful.
By the way, too, if that stirs some questions for you, there's a great resource on our brand new website. If you go to klrc.com/hope, there's a little video from Chaplain Justin there that talks a little bit more about what that relationship can look like and how we can actually enter into that. So if it's something you want to check out, this week is a great week to do that. klrc.com/hope. Look who's in the studio with us.
Gary, what is up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's been a little while since you've been in here.
It's been such a long time. I was telling you guys, I can't remember the last time I've even been to Siloam, much less in the studio.
I know.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
See, so, well, if you don't know, by the way, for over a decade, Carrie sat at the breakfast table.
Yes.
Co-hosting the morning show before Christy.
That's right. It was Mark and Carrie in the mornings.
Yes.
Before Mark and Christy, exactly.
And now Christy has to get up before the sun and not me.
Yeah.
So Hey, glad I got to pass that baton to you.
Well, hey, I'm enjoying it, but I know that you're enjoying sleeping in.
So. I will say I do enjoy sleeping in. Every now and then, I just like naturally wake up around 4 a.m. and I think of you guys and then go right back to sleep.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Thanks for the thought.
Hopefully it's compassionate.
It is.
Okay, so you're here because there's a cool event that's happening in our community, which would be a great resource, especially for people engaged or thinking about marriage,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. So Deep Roots Training is a new entity in Northwest Arkansas that's really trying to do just some education with a counseling bent to it. So several of the therapists that I work with have gathered together and we're like, hey, how can we put on some events for our community that would be really helpful? And so we've got one coming up in April. It's going to be a premarital experience weekend. So couples that are engaged or thinking about marriage, this would be great for them. It's open to all couples, whether it's first marriage or not.
Okay.
We'd love to have you join us. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff that, you know, you may or may not have thought about as you prepare for your marriage. And I think, you know, and you know this because your daughter does like wedding photography and all that kind of stuff. Like so many people spend so much time and money and effort on the wedding.
On the one day.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that one day needs to be great and needs to be special. But then you get to go home with each other.
Yeah.
And try to make this last for, you know, 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
And so we just really want to give couples an opportunity to have some hard conversations before that day so that they feel like, you know, they're not going in blind. They don't have those rose-colored glasses on. They truly can see their partners for who they are and have some tools to kind of help them as they prepare for marriage.
That's so true, though. Like, when you think about, all my friends were getting married in their 20s, and the hours that were used to prepare the wedding. But what if they use those 100 hours plus to really focus on each other and what would make this marriage work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy important. That's really good. So, okay.
Well, and I know this, if you're at all associated with it, I'm guessing you guys are going to hit some of the hard stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be real, not just like, hey, let's fly over some of the more challenging topics.
Yeah, we're going to really dig into like attachment theory, which is like, who are you as a person? How did you grow up in your family? Is it easy for you to trust people or hard for you to trust people? We're going to talk about the physical relationship. Like, what does that look like? And you know, what are some maybe pitfalls that you might play into there? We've got one of our therapists, and this is what I love. It's like a whole bunch of therapists coming together, some of whom have 30 plus years of marriage counseling experience that they're bringing into this event. But one of the therapists who is sharing is actually a Gottman certified therapist. And if you know anything about marriage, if you've read any marriage books, the Gottman Institute is like the premier research for marriage. He's going to talk about these are the five things that will most likely trip you up in marriage and how to recognize them and what to do if you see them. So, I mean, it's going to be pretty deep and a bit of a drinking from a fire hose, but we're also going to try to keep it as fun as we possibly can.
Okay. So while we have you here, we're going to get a little sneak peek. We're going to get a little free therapy since you're here anyways.
Okay, sounds
good. So we'll
do
that this morning. But just in case somebody has to run, if they want to get details on the event, they either are in that season or they know somebody like, man, this would be great for them and want to pass the info along. How do people find out more about it?
Yeah. And I love that idea of giving it to somebody else. Talk about a great present. Like if you're like, what do I buy this couple? Man, invest in this. So you can go to deeprootstraining.com and find out all of the information and registration there.
Okay. Deeprootstraining.com. We'll put a link on the Morning Show Facebook page too. Okay.
Yeah. And when we come back, we are going to ask some deep questions because I've got some questions.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
We'll do it. So Carrie is joining us this morning. It's been a little while. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. And if you're just tuning in, Carrie was the morning show host here for what? How many years? 12 years?
I think 12 years. Yeah.
And now you're a therapist.
I am.
And we need therapy.
It's kind of like, I feel like I've been a therapist the whole time because, you know, because sitting at the breakfast table with Mark.
Yeah. Right, that's what
requires a lot.
That is probably actually really accurate.
I love this.
Yes. All right. By the way, and part of the reason Carrie's here, we were talking earlier about, there's a great event coming up for couples, premarital, great experience, deeprootstraining.com right, is the website if you want to find out more about that. And you were talking about, you're going to dive into some pretty real topics there.
Yes.
So we thought, well, we have you here. Let's hit some of those topics too.
So I've got a question for you.
Okay.
What would you say you see that is most common that couples in premarital counseling, or just premarital, if they're not even going into counseling, are missing? Like where you're like, this is a topic that no one's even thinking about, totally clueless about, that this is even going to be a potential issue. I mean, you hear finances or, you know, communication, but is there something that people are just missing? This needs to be talked about.
Yeah, I think, and you hit on two, like people, they talk about communication, they talked about finances. I think the one that they don't talk about enough is in-laws.
Ooh.
Okay.
Everybody had a mental picture go through their mind right now.
Right? Because we all went, oh yeah, we should have talked about that on the front end. But if you think about it, people are getting married older than they used to.
Okay.
And so you've got a very long established relationship with your family of origin. Like, I know what my family's holidays look like. I know how often my mother expects me to show up at her house and, you know, help with projects, or, you know, be like, we do Thanksgiving on this day and this way, and it's set in stone.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hey, my family's pretty flexible. Like, we don't have set in stone plans. We're pretty good at like going with the flow. Every family is different, and you might think, oh, well, we'll just figure it out. You're not going to just figure it out. It's not magically just going to fall together. And so I think, you know, really have an ongoing conversation, and these should not be, and I would say anything with premarital, it's not a one conversation. Don't have one conversation about finances. Have ongoing conversations about these things. So what does your family do for every single holiday? Is there flexibility there? Are there kids in your family who are already married, and how has that adjustment been for them? Right?
Yeah.
How has your family welcomed the new son-in-law or the new daughter-in-law? Are there grandkids? What has that adjustment been like? Do we want to travel on Christmas Day, or do we want to stay home on Christmas Day? And is everybody going to be fine with that except for Aunt so-and-so,
right,
who's going to have a meltdown? You need to know that on the front, right?
And what maybe is your own personal expectation? Like some people are like, hey, no matter what, I want to be with my family on this particular day. And you know, I think that's important to know too. I mean, what's your family's expectations, and then maybe what's your personal expectation?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So I think that's one that I think you kind of hit on it, but most people aren't going as in depth.
Yes.
And that can go anything from holidays to also like, what do you think your mom and dad are going to be like as grandparents? Like, are they going to be the type of people who are going to show up unannounced and try to help? And we're like, oh, no, wait, I really need a phone call first. Or, you know, are they going to be a little bit more hands-off grandparenting, and you have an expectation that they're going to be really hands-on? Those kinds of conversations that we just really don't think about.
Yeah.
And I would think you're not having those conversations to decide if, well, no, never mind, we're not getting married. It's more about, we want to talk about these things so that we know what we're getting into, and we're having open communication about it, so that while we're married, this is a lot easier road than these huge bumps in the road, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And also like, okay, what does it look like to then have conversations with
the
extended family?
Like
before you guys get married, just think of how much easier it's going to smooth the road before you get married to say, hey, we've been talking about what we want holidays to look like after we have kids in 5 or 6 years.
Right. Then in the moment.
Right. Yeah. And to have, so that, you know, the parents in law now know, oh, okay, this is kind of what I can start preparing myself for.
Yeah, that's
I
so
think
good.
Too, for some people, they want to have those conversations. It's kind of the, you don't know what you don't know. So you're not even sure what conversations, especially if you're a younger couple looking at marriage. So I love that you guys are creating an experience for people to go and kind of bring up some of these things. Oh, wait, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Well, we should have a conversation about this. So I think that's going to be a really great opportunity for people. And again, if you want to find out more about that premarital experience, the website to go to?
Yeah, it's deeprootstraining.com.
Okay.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Carrie, she is in the studio with us.
Hey, guys.
You may know Carrie from literally a decade of being here on KLRC. In the chair where I sit now, it was Mark and Carrie in the mornings. And Carrie, now you're a therapist.
Yes.
And you're here to share about this awesome event coming up. It's about premarital issues, right? Or things to talk about. And so we're asking Carrie some pretty deep questions.
Yeah, we thought while we ever here, we can get some free advice.
Yeah,
some free therapy.
Yeah. We got a little preview of some of the topics for the premarital event, which is awesome. I'm even curious for those go like premarital.
Okay?
I have conversations with parents all the time who are, their kids aren't full blown into the dating scene, right?
Yeah.
They're kind of like, I'm not even so sure that I really want to be dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious what your perspective is, even as a therapist, to help even moms and dads out there to be like, okay, how do I navigate this when, one, either my kids might not be interested in relationships, and how do you handle that well? Or if they are, like, what are the things that really are critical that you even see? You're like, man, if people had just gotten a chance to learn some of this.
Yeah.
It might have saved some pain down the road.
Yeah.
It might not, but it maybe would have helped.
Yeah. Okay, those are two really big questions.
Yeah.
So I think, so you guys probably know Susan Goss. She has the Tangible Truths podcast through KLRC. She's been my mentor for years and is also a therapist. And one thing that she says a lot that I think really applies to your first question about, like, what if your kids don't want to date or don't want to have a relationship or don't want to have grandkids for you? So one thing that Susan says all the time is, do you want to be right or do you want relationship? And so sometimes you have to keep your rightness silenced and inside so that you can maintain relationship.
Yeah, it's really good.
Right. And so, you know, I have kids who have come to me and said, I don't want to be a parent. I'm never going to have children. And I had to accept that and love them for who they are and understand like where they're at in life right now. That makes sense to them. I love you unconditionally, period. End of sentence. Like, I have zero expectations. And I think if you're really struggling with that, like, oh, but I want my kid to get married. I want my kid to have grandkids. That's a you problem. That's not your child's problem.
That's really good.
Why do you have that expectation for your kid? What is it that you're trying to fulfill inside of you? And that's a really hard question to ask. And I'm like, I'm feeling myself slowing down as I ask that because I get the weight of that.
Yeah.
And so I would say pull back, maybe get somebody that you can have a great conversation with about what is it in me that really expects this of my child.
Yeah.
There's grief there. There's loss there. There may be a season of mourning that you have to go through of, oh, I thought that this is what my family was going to look like as I got older, and that's not what it's going to look like. So that's a loss there. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, man, let's let our kids be themselves and find their own path forward and be their biggest cheerleader on the sideline, regardless of what that looks like.
That's really, really good. Man, I love that.
Carrie, therapist Carrie now. She used to be here on the morning show with Mark, and now she's a therapist, and we are diving into some legit deep questions.
Okay, so my other question.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what advice, because relationships are different now than they were, even when you think of like I was
absolutely,
you know, going through teenagehood and all that stuff, the way communication happens, just all the dynamics around, right? What, as a therapist, what advice would you give some moms and dads to say, hey, if you're trying to prepare your kids to have healthy relationships, what's the biggest thing I can do as a parent to help?
Okay. So two things are coming to my mind right now. And the first one is do every single thing that you can to take shame off of the table. Right. The majority of clients that I see in my office who are struggling in relationship, shame is one of the biggest factors in it.
Wow.
I messed up and I'm never going to come back from that. I made a mistake and God will never forgive me. I can never tell anybody this thing that I did. Here's the thing. Nobody's going to get to the end of life without blowing it big time.
Yeah.
So let's figure out a different way to navigate mistakes where we do everything that we can to take shame off of the table. Did you make a mistake? Yes. Are you a terrible person? No. you still have worth and value, and I still love you no matter what. And that's so complicated, guys, as a parent. But I think where people get stuck is when they really feel full of shame.
Yeah.
And they just don't know how to move forward with that. And so how do we help our kids navigate mistakes? Because we're going to make them.
Right.
And so start with the little mistakes, you know, like, hey, you forgot to take your homework assignment to school. Let's figure out how we're going to navigate this without making you feel like you're a terrible person because you forgot your homework to school. And then if your kids can trust you with that, if your kids know that they can come to you and say, hey, I made a mistake, and you're not going to shame them for that mistake, then when it's riskier and riskier and riskier, they're going to keep coming to you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, hey, here's where I'm struggling right now, because they know you're a safe person, right?
Really, really good.
So I think that's the number one. Number two is, I'm going to quote Gary Oliver here.
Yeah, Dr. Gary.
He always said, and I always mess it up, I wish I could remember the exact phrasing that he used, but Gary always said, the best gift that you can give your partner is your most whole and healed heart.
Mm.
So, the best dating advice I can give is know who you are. Be the most authentic version of yourself that you can be.
Yeah.
And don't give that to anybody.
Mm.
If you can't show up as your most authentic self in any relationship, whether that's with a friend or a romantic partner, then that's not the person for you.
Mm.
You have to know your identity. You have to know your preferences, your values. And if you have to compromise the big things in who you are in order to be in relationship, then maybe that's a relationship that should be a little more distant, as opposed to this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, or this is my very best friend that I'm going to trust everything with. And so I think teenagers, young adults, man, that's the season in life where you're like, who am I? Right? Like, what do I believe?
Yeah.
What is important to me? What do I want my future to look like? So I'd say dial down on those things and then just let dating be fun and a part of that, and let relationships just kind of evolve naturally. Because I think the more confident you are in who you are and your identity, the easier it is for you to navigate relationships.
Mm. That's so good.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
I've had really good mentors. So I.
Some really
Thank
good
you
wisdom.
Passing on some advice from them.
Mark, really, really are you learning stuff over here?
Yes. Okay. I'm taking all kinds of mental notes. Thank you. Hey, before we let you go, real quick, a quick reminder. If somebody's just listening in and they missed, there's a premarital event coming up where you can dive in a lot of these kind of topics of just how do we especially enter marriage well.
Yes.
So if people want to find out more about that, there's a website.
Yeah, you can go to deeprootstraining.com, and the event is going to be April 12th and 13th. So if you're engaged or thinking about getting engaged, or you know somebody who is, please let them know about it.
Okay. All right. Thanks for coming to hang out with
us. Thanks for letting me.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
Time for the Wednesday game.
Woohoo!
We got everybody in the house. Christy, of course, will rep Gen X.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah.
Also, the day before her birthday, which means she thinks she should get bonus points.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Or hints. Maybe not even a bonus point. Maybe just a hint.
Okay.
No.
Maybe her mother could get a bonus point.
My mom?
Because you were just born, right? You didn't
That's
really.
It's true.
Oh, right.
Mama Jana did.
Mama Jana was. Yeah, she did the work.
Labor.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's true. She should get the props. Yeah. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Sitting next to Christy in the most amazing. Dr. Seuss hat?
Yes, it is.
Ah, Sherry, the queen of customer service here at KLRC, and a baby boomer. That's amazing.
Yes. Well,
what's behind the Dr. Seuss hat today in particular? Or it's just a fun hat.
It's a fun hat. Like, would you not put a cup and a pig and a...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cat in the hat.
Yes.
Cat in the hat. Okay.
Although I would like dogs and clogs.
Nice. Nice.
On its own, I would give it probably 2.5 feet.
Yeah, it's a big hat. It's pretty amazing. We will put a picture on the morning show page for sure today on the Facebook page. And everybody's favorite millennial mama of twins, Lauren, is here.
Good to be back.
By the way, props to you and your husband for raising the twins what is it, raise a child the way they should be? Yes. Yeah. But I heard they were jamming to Toby Mac. You are raising them right.
They were. It was so fun. They were dancing to The Goodness, and they were bouncing and shaking their heads. And, I mean, they're almost two, so the spirit is moving. We're excited.
Yes. Aw, that's so sweet.
I love it. All right. Let's start with Lauren. Lauren, okay. You are in the hot seat. Feeling hot. All right, your first question is from Sherry, the baby boomer, so something baby boomers would be more apt to know. Okay. The first diet soda on the market was Diet Right Cola. Hmm. A year later, Coca-Cola came out with its competitor. What was it called?
I'm guessing it's not Diet Coke. That would have been easy.
Well, it is one of your options.
Oh, it is. Okay, what are my options?
Was it Diet Coke, Fresca, Tab, or Sprite? Competitor to Diet
This
Right.
Feels like such a trick question. Like, well, Sprite, like, doesn't have caffeine, so, but the diet isn't about caffeine, it's about sugar. So,
look at all the wheels turning.
Man, I'm just going to go with my gut. Maybe it's a trick question, but I'm just going to say Diet Coke.
You're going to go Diet Coke?
That's what my mom has every day.
Okay. All right. Yeah. In honor of mom. Okay.
Yeah.
It was Tab.
Tab. What
have
a
you
name.
Ever heard of
Has
Tab?
Anyone ever tasted that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That was my favorite drink.
Uh-huh.
Really? Wow.
Nice.
What color is it?
Like Coke.
Okay.
Yeah. Watered down Coke.
And was it was it like red cans? Is that right?
Yeah, pink.
Yeah, or pinkish red. Yes. Yep. I remember that.
I want to see a picture of this. I don't think it's real.
We will find it on the interwebs for you.
Okay.
All right. That is a point for the baby boomers.
Good question.
Yes, a point, and pardon this interruption, but I am Chaplain Justin. I was not introduced.
Oh, my goodness.
I keep the score and keep the peace. And so...
Thank you.
I just want to say hello to everyone. Good morning.
Hey, you matter, Justin. Yes, I just want you to know that.
I know that, but I want the listeners to know.
Literally, just this week, there was something I read about.
And you got that
Those
point.
Who exalt themselves will be humble. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've lived that verse a few times.
Welcome, Chaplain Justin.
Just Boomers was one.
All right, thank you.
I care, Justin.
Wow.
All right, she just wants a free point. She doesn't mean it.
All right, so here is your second question. This is from Christy, so something Gen X would be more apt to know. From 1989 to 1993, little Christy was always ready and tuned into one of her favorite TV shows, Quantum Leap.
Wow.
And they've got a new one out now, like a, you know, whatever.
Remake or
but it's
whatever.
Not the same.
No,
this was so good. Yeah.
So the show was about a scientist that conducted an experiment for time travel and finds himself trapped in the past, leaping into the lives of different people, sorting out their problems, and changing history in hopes of getting back.
Oh, yeah, I've seen previews for this. Okay. They did a remake. I have no idea about the original, though.
So the goal was he was trying to get back to his own life in the present. Mm-hmm. Who played the main star of the show, Dr. Sam Beckett?
I have no idea. I like the name Sam. I have a Sam.
You have a Sam, yes. Yep. I can give you options.
I'm definitely going to need some options.
Was it Scott Bakula, Ed O'Neill, Scott Baio, or Mark Harmon?
All very popular.
Gen X. Yeah, these guys are all on posters and bedrooms. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. I don't think I know any of them. That's kind of sad.
This is looking good for my birthday week.
I don't think they're on posters anymore.
No. Just some vintage ones.
Vintage. Okay, let's hear the options one last time.
Scott Bakula, Ed O'Neill, Scott Baio, or Mark Harmon?
I'm going with Scott Baio.
Scott Baio. Okay. The actor who played the scientist, Dr. Sam Beckett on Quantum Leap, was Scott Bakula.
There were two Scotts. I thought, I bet it's one of these guys.
Do you know where Scott Baio was on? Does anybody know which show he was on?
Happy Days.
No. Charles in Charge. Do you remember?
Yes.
He's a cute college guy. Anyway. Good times.
That would be a point for Gen X, Chaplain Justin. Yep. Welcome, by the way. It's good to have you
thank
here.
Thank you so much for that kind introduction.
Justin here today?
The hospitality around here is so warm.
Yes.
Boomers with one, Gen X with one, Millennials with zero.
Zero. Okay. All right. Round two. That means, Sherry, you'll be in the hot seat next.
Woo. The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
It's round two of the Wednesday game. Chaplain Justin is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just to make sure I don't forget you this time.
Yeah, thank you.
So glad you're
thank
here.
Thank you so much.
Do you have a score update for us?
I do. Baby boomers with one, Gen X with one, and millennials with zero so far.
Okay.
So far.
Yeah. All right. So Christy's here to rep Gen X. Of course, Lauren, our millennial mama of twins, the millennials, and then Sherry wearing the most amazing Dr. Seuss hat today.
I love it.
Is the queen of customer service here at KLRC, and a baby boomer, you are in the hot seat. Feeling hot. All right, your first question is from Lauren, so something millennials will be more apt to know.
Alrighty.
Curious George lives with his friend, the man in the yellow hat. And this is a hat reference.
No,
this
might be a little I love Curious George.
Guess what we've been watching and reading at my house lately?
Just a little.
A lot of Curious George.
All right. What is the man in the yellow hat's name on Curious George?
I will definitely need options. I know Curious George is a monkey, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
My sister-in-law has like a massive Curious George collection. Mm-hmm. Like all in. All right, here you go. Options are Fred, Ted, Chad, or Brad.
Man. Ted, Fred?
Mm-hmm. Fred, Ted, Chad, or Brad?
I'm going to go with my nephew's name, Chad.
Okay. The man in the yellow hat on Curious George is Ted.
Oh, wait.
That's a great question.
Yes.
I did not know it, but I did think it might be Ted. Just I feel like I've read that somewhere, and we used to watch that show all the time when Mac was little.
It's in the movies, too. They call him Ted.
I didn't know he had like a name. I thought he was just the man in the yellow hat, which I always thought was kind of weird, like kind of creepy.
Just walking around and that's all.
But he has a name. It's okay.
Yeah, now we know. All right, that is a point for the millennials on the board.
Oh, yeah.
I have a good Curious George impression.
Okay.
Well, since it's your birthday,
we'll
I guess
that's
we'll
him.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
That's all you got to do. We can all do it. You can all be George
you
if you want.
Do it one more time.
That was actually pretty good. I'll give you that.
Thank you. That's his like aha moment whenever he discovered something or I used to do that with Mac all the time.
That's impressive.
Oh, that makes me want to cry.
All right. Question number two. This one is from Christy. So something that Gen X would be more apt to know.
Okay.
We were just talking about this the other day.
Uh-oh.
This year marks the 40th anniversary of the iconic movie Footloose.
Yes!
Oh.
Can you do the dance?
Nice. Lord knows the dance. It tells the story of a teenager from Chicago, played by actor Kevin Bacon, who moves to a small town and attempts to overturn the ban on dancing. What is the name of the main character that Kevin Bacon plays in Footloose?
Ooh, and I've seen this movie several times.
Okay.
40 years ago, isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
Okay. All right, so the name of the Kevin Bacon character in Footloose, is it Ren, Rusty, Woody, or Gary Don? I love that Christy's dad makes an appearance today.
I mean, he can dance.
I know he's got some moves. I could totally see it.
He's got some good steps.
And he needs to be congratulated, too, for Christy's birthday. He had a part to play in.
We're basically congratulating everybody but Christy on her birthday tomorrow. Okay. All right. So what is the name of the character?
Ren.
Ren, Rusty, Woody, or Gary?
It is Ren.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sherry and the Baby Boomers coming in strong and Footloose.
What a performance.
Okay.
Baby Boomers have two, Gen X one, Millennials one.
Okay. All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Another close one. Christy, you're in the hot seat for the final round. Coming up.
Woo-hoo. The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
We're doing the Wednesday game, Battle of Generations. Day before Christy's birthday, she thinks she should get bonus points, but so far Chaplain Justin's saying nah. No deal.
Yeah, I'm discerning it, but I'm leaning toward no. Yeah.
But a hint would be helpful. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Maybe. No. You know no. what? No. Not a no. shot.
Yeah, it's interesting that I'm... Do you need a hint?
Yeah, I hadn't even gotten the question yet. That's what I was thinking. See, I don't even know. What am I doing? Like, I am Gen X. I don't need a hint.
Yeah,
I don't need help. I don't need bonus points. Like,
do it yourself for your
birthday. We stand on our own.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Christy and all Gen Xers.
Yes, let's do this.
On her shoulders.
You are in the hot seat. Feeling hot. All right, here we go.
I am strong. I am smart.
You are ready, clearly.
You got this. I am ready. Man.
Your first question is from Lauren, so this is something that millennials would be more apt to know.
Okay.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh.
And his friend, owner Emily Elizabeth, moved from the city because Clifford got so big. Where did they move to?
Oh, man.
Did you ever watch Clifford question. With Mac?
We did every once in a while. I do remember watching the show. And I remember when I was a kid, Clifford the Big Red Dog was around.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Lauren, was Clifford part of your millennial childhood?
It was. And guess what we're watching now at my house?
You're passing it on to the next one.
Curious George and Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Uh-huh. Man. Okay. What are my options?
Where did they move to? Was it Stanton Island, Bunny Island, Birdwell Island, or Thatcher Island?
Hmm. Man.
Chaplain Justin's thinking about this one.
I keep leaning towards Stanton Island, maybe just because I've heard of that. Thatcher Island, Birdwell. I don't think it's Bunny. Of course, that might appeal to Clifford if it is Bunny.
The boomers are in the lead. If you get this right, you will tie. Otherwise, the millennials tie up.
Let's go with Birdwell, because maybe he likes birds, and it would just fit well.
Okay. Total shot in the dark.
Did you hear that? It would fit well.
Okay.
Hear it?
They did move out of the town to Birdwell Island.
Yes! Are you kidding? She listed every other one.
Unbelievable.
I thought I had that one.
I did, too. Oh, when she went down to Staten Island, I was like,
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Brutal. Happy birthday, Christy.
Chaplain Justin,
to
update.
To myself.
Boomers with two, Gen X with two, Millennials with one.
So this is for the win.
This is for the win.
On my birthday week. Come on. Here we go.
Somebody's going to win.
This could work out so well. All right, here we go.
Cook. All right. Your final question. This is from Sherry. So this is something baby boomers would be more apt to know. This famous line... A person's a person, no matter how small, is from what Dr. Seuss book?
I know.
Person's a person, no matter how small.
Can I get back in this race if I say it without clues?
We may give you an honorary bonus point just for fun here.
Okay, let's go ahead. Options.
Okay, is it from The Cat in the Hat, Horton Hears a Who, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or The Lorax?
I want to say The Who. Horton Hears The Who.
This is for the win.
Ah, oh, man. Or it's a tie, right? And then we go into bonus round?
No.
No?
You're tied
right now. You are tied right now. So that would either be a point for you or a point for the boomers. No pressure.
What's the last one again?
The Cat in the Hat, Horton Hears a Who, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or The Lorax. The famous line, a person's a person no matter how small.
I mean, The Cat in the Hat is so popular. I just don't... It's more like Green Eggs and Ham I Am, right? My name is Sam. Sam I Am.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an accurate quote, but yes, that's the gist.
Sorry, Lauren, mama of twins. let's go Horton Hears the Who. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's do that one.
We'll check in with the millennial. The correct answer is...
Horton Hears a Who.
Yes! What?
It was just meant to be.
It's my birthday week. It was meant to be.
Man. Sherry, the baby boomers, great valiant effort, and definitely the hat is next
commitment,
level.
Right? Sure.
I was hoping that would give her a clue. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. The Cat in the Hat.
Oh, well.
I'd ask the listeners to pray for our team at KLRC. this week and this win, it's going to take a toll on all of us.
Christy's going to be walking around all birthday day with that cheese medallion. All right. By the way, and a shout out to Lauren. Well done. Good valiant effort for
Thank
the millennials
you.
Today.
Good effort, everyone.
And
I agree.
Congratulations to Gen X.
Yes.
KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
So Wednesdays, we do a little chaplain chat. Chaplain Justin is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chaplain Justin, I got a question for you.
Okay,
because
let's do it.
Christianity, largest religion in the world.
True.
Billions of people. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to figure out, you know, how do we know that this really happened? Because it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ coming up this weekend that we're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
He died on the cross, rose again. And if that never happened, billions of people would not be honoring Christ. Mm-hmm. And that is the spirit that unites all of us and gives us the hope mm-hmm. of eternal life. So that's if that never happened, mm-hmm. all of this is just in vain.
Yeah.
And so my question to you is, how do we really know that actually happened?
Yeah.
The event coming up this weekend is even worth celebrating.
Wow. So let's just spend the rest of the day answering that question.
And weeks.
Our chaplain conference.
Yeah,
today.
That's right. Well, I think your question is spot on, and I would love to honor the questions that listeners have around this, because Paul himself in 1 Corinthians 15, talking about the resurrection, says, if Christ isn't raised, then we're still dead in our sins and we're to be the most pitied among all people.
Yeah.
That's to say, like, we've missed it.
Right. Why are
we've been fooled
buying into this thing. Yeah.
And so Paul himself says that. And so, one, would he say that if he didn't believe it and have good reasons to believe it?
Yeah.
I think that, you might have heard this argument from C.S. Lewis that Jesus was either a liar, lunatic, or Lord.
Mm.
Either lied and knew it. He was off his rocker and crazy in some ways, or he was actually who he says he is. And I would apply that same argument to the apostles, the New Testament writers. They were either liars, they were off their rocker, lunatics, or they were witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection. So that to me is pretty powerful. I think, you know, generally you have big picture arguments like the fine-tuning argument where the conditions for life to exist on this tiny planet Earth in the solar system in the universe are so precise that it begs the question, has this been designed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a creator rather than random chance that has, you know, forced all this? But we're talking about the resurrection. That's so much more specific about a specific person, Jesus of Nazareth, who claimed to be, I believe, was and is the Messiah, who died for the sins of the world. But if he just died, he's no different than the rest of us.
Mm.
And he does not fulfill all that scripture says. But if he did, that changes everything.
Yeah.
It means he was in fact the Son of God who came to redeem us and all of creation. There's a great New Testament scholar, Habermas, who says that even atheistic New Testament scholars date that passage in 1 Corinthians 15, and there's kind of a creedal formula in it. As one of the earliest, they actually believe Paul wrote it, and they don't believe much of the Bible, right?
Yeah.
And not only did Paul write it, but this part was a creed, which means it had to be form. It was used for baptism and stuff like that. And so if that's the case, they would date that within, say, 3 years of Christ's death and resurrection. And so you're getting this mythology takes a lot more time to develop than that.
Yeah.
And so there are things, even from atheistic New Testament scholars that are just, you know, studying the Bible and history, that would say, wow, you know, this begs the question. They definitely believed it, but maybe they witnessed it. Maybe, you know, because they must have been alive and there and all these different things. So here's the deal. Your questions and your doubts even are warranted, but don't give up on them. There are good reasons to believe that Jesus came, that he lived, that he died for our sins and raised to life, and will return to finish the good work that he started in each of us and in all creation.
That's so good.
And I know, too. I mean, there were over 500 witnesses to that, too. But even if you say, well, Jesus was crazy, if you want to go that route, well, then what are the chances that all these other men were also crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that are writing things that don't appear to be crazy.
No,
But yeah, that's so good. Thank you, Chaplain Justin.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mark. Happy birthday.
Nothing like starting your birthday off with a flat tire.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
I'm glad I made it. You know what? I am
too.
So blessed, though. It was a struggle this morning, though. I was driving out of my neighborhood and praise God that my car tells me your tire pressure is going down. I was like, oh my goodness, what's going on? And I was like, I'm not going to make it. Turned around, flew home. And of course, I got in my Jeep and I just thought, thank you, God, that I have another car, an option. Because if this happened, I wouldn't be here this morning at all. Like if I did have my one vehicle, but I put my T-tops on my Jeep all the time. Like, it's not even a big deal. The front T-tops.
Because it's 33 degrees.
It's 33 degrees.
It's probably not a top-down kind of morning. Huh?
Right. And I thought, well, if I just put the front T-tops on, it'll close me in. I'll have my little box. I can just drive here like a little box, boxed in, turn on the heater. So I was doing that, and it usually takes me probably 4 or 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was going on. I was like screaming in my garage. My neighbors are probably like, what is she doing? Because I couldn't get it to settle into the groove where it's supposed to settle in to lock down. Yeah. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm in a hurry, you know. Finally, it did. It fit into the groove. And I thought, maybe God's just saving me from something on the road. And that's why it's taking
delaying
me 10 years to do this. But as I was backing out that Brandon Heath song, as soon as I turn on my car and I'm backing out in my Jeep, the Brandon Heath song comes on. It's like, you're gonna see me through it, you know? And then, you know what the next song was? So I love this because I get to be the recipient of KLRC, you know, how God puts on the right song.
Right.
It was literally my favorite song of all time, and it's Matt Mars.
Lord, I Need You.
Lord, I Need
That's
You.
Right.
It comes on, you know, right after the Brandon Heath song. And I just felt like God was saying, girl, I see you. Happy birthday. I'm going to play your favorite song to start your day off because I know it's been a little
man. That's really good because
rough.
In the middle of, I mean, nobody wants a flat tire, especially on their birthday.
Yeah.
But to find a little gratitude in the middle of that.
Yeah.
That's really good, actually.
I am grateful. That's good.
I think I can learn a little something from that. So thank you.
Ready for some good news?
We are too.
Here's your positive difference story of the day.
Okay, Jason and Julia, Colorado Springs is the setting.
Okay.
They're in love.
Mm-hmm.
They have been together for 3 years.
Okay.
Dating. Haven't quite, you know, gotten married yet. They're just in love. And anyway, Jason knew that she was the one because they took a road trip to Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And I'm with him on this because when you take a road trip with someone, you learn a lot, right, about that person. And so that's what they did. And he was like, oh, man, she's the one. But he had one more test. He works at the Humane Society.
Okay.
In Colorado Springs. And a little pup came in, 6 weeks old.
Uh-huh.
Named Banjo. Okay, a little French bulldog, and he just thought Banjo was the cutest thing ever. And you know, I have to do a story about a dog.
I was going
to
say, look at you picking a puppy story on your birthday
yes.
for a positive different story of the
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Well, Banjo comes into the Humane Society, and Jason, he just thinks this is the cutest puppy ever. 6 weeks old, not quite ready to come home yet. Usually they need to be at least 8 weeks old. And he sends pictures to Julia. He's like, is this not the cutest dog ever? She's like, yeah, I mean, he's great, you know. Well, 8 weeks comes, and Jason has gotten Banjo this cute little dog tag, and he wants to be the one to introduce Julia to Banjo. So he rushes to her house on the day he gets to pick up Banjo and bring him home with his new little dog tag. Julia's coming home from work, and he's waiting for her, and the meeting happens, and it's beautiful. She's hugging on Banjo. She thinks he's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah. He's like, this is it.
And he's like, hey, look at the dog tag. And she looks at it, and this personalized tag. But she's confused at first because it doesn't say Banjo.
I know where this is going.
It has four words on it, Mark.
Will you marry me?
Marry me. And Julia has tears coming down her face. She sees it. She's like, oh my goodness. She turns around looking for Jason. He's behind her on one knee.
That is awesome.
Ring box open. He tells her, I love you. You're the love of my life.
She better have said yes.
Will you marry me?
Please tell me she said yes.
At first she was speechless, she said, but she finally said yes.
Good. That's awesome.
They called all their friends and family, and of course, Banjo will be the ring bearer.
Of course.
In the wedding. So the moral of the story is, if you get a puppy, you're going to get married.
is that what the moral of the story is? You know, that's how I proposed to Tiff.
What? Come on. That's ridiculous. I know you did it.
I love puppies. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That is actually really awesome. Yeah, what a cool, creative idea.
Look, yeah, I loved it.
That's our positive difference story of the day.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
Morning. It's Mark and the birthday girl, Christy.
Hey.
I feel like you are not a... make a bunch of big attention for your birthday kind of thing. Like, we had to remind you the other day.
I keep forgetting. And so then I try and act like I remember. But we
thought we'd honor you today.
Thank you.
Your life is worth honoring. This morning, in fact, shout out to our listeners for jumping in on the Facebook page already this morning.
Oh,
have you seen?
I haven't looked.
There's lots of little messages for you this morning.
Aww.
I started off. So here's what I said. Join me in wishing happy birthday to my Jesus following, Mac momming, puppy loving, cheese dip craving, hog cheering, red hot eating, Jeep riding, motorcycle dreaming, podcast producing, Gen X repping, office of the week delivering, early rising, most days, fun co-host.
Wow.
We're all really grateful for you.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Thank you so much. Wow.
So, yeah, there's...
You know me well. That's pretty much it.
Who knew?
Right there. Oh. Well,
so I know you already got some gifts. Like, you weren't expecting to drive the Jeep today to the Flat Tire, but
I know that was my first gift of the day. Was a Flat Tire.
Drive
I loved
the Jeep
it
today.
So nice.
I know you still have that midlife crisis dream of driving a motorcycle. I don't know what we're gonna do about that, but maybe we'll figure something out about that. We did get you an awesome card from the staff.
I know, and it has this big cow on it, which I love. Which I know is not an insult. So don't, when you hear that, like. My team is not calling me a cow. It says hey on it, H-A-Y, because everyone knows I'm always going, hey. And I think this is so sweet. And then I have this gift that you've got that you've made me wait to open, but can I open
it? So, I don't know if you can tell, but Tiff wrapped it, not me.
I wondered who wrapped it, because it's really good.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So, Tiff and I had a little birthday idea for you. So, yes, you can open it up.
Okay.
All right.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I read the card or wait to read the card?
You can wait to read the card.
Okay.
The gift's always more important. Well, I mean, the cards matter, but.
All right. Yeah, I like the paper. Good call, gift. Good call, Tiff, wrapping this.
I asked her, do you want me just to wrap it? And she was like, no. She was like, why don't you go clean the dishes and I'll wrap it.
Oh my goodness. Gotcha day. Of course, adoption tales of remarkable rescue dogs. This is going to entertain me forever.
It's a puppy book.
Thank you so much. It's a puppy book. What in the world? You nailed it, Mark. Thank you so much.
You are very, very,
did you
very
pick
welcome.
This out?
It was a little team, but yeah.
Okay.
Team effort, Tiff and I, together.
I'm going to read the card later because it's going to make me cry already now.
And speaking of later, there's one more surprise too.
Okay.
We'll do that. I don't know. How about 7:50 this morning too?
Okay.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
We'll do a second little birthday surprise. I'm glad you liked The puppy book.
I love the puppy book. This is so perfect, Mark. You know me, man.
I was trying to figure out, do I get her a real puppy or do I get her a book? No, just kidding.
Well, I mean, now that you're saying that, do you want to do that?
No, I'm hoping this like scratches the itch for you for a little while.
You know,
like,
what might make my birthday?
Uh-huh.
Is if you got a puppy.
For your birthday? Okay. Wait a minute.
I'm never going to give up on that. I really want your family to have a little pup.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
Just saying.
All right. I'll consider it.
Okay.
We do have another birthday surprise for you, though, that we'll do in about 30 minutes, about 7:50 this morning.
But it's not a puppy?
No, it's not a puppy. No. But it's a good one, though.
I'll still be excited, I'm sure.
I'm pumped up to see if this is going to all come together.
Okay.
So we'll see. It's Christy's birthday today.
And I am spazzing.
And about 5 minutes, 10 minutes ago, somebody heard us talking about puppies and was like, oh, I got one better than that.
Yeah. Sweet friend Trevor. Down the road who works here or works around the corner, Trevor walks in just out of nowhere, surprises us. He just got this 7-week little puppy named Maple. Oh my goodness. He just walked in.
Got to spend the best 5 minutes of your day, I think.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to go get a puppy now. Today.
She was pretty cute and calm.
Oh, she's adorable.
We'll figure out. We'll put some pictures or video on the KLRC Morning Show Facebook page later today.
I don't know. I feel like my day just got made. I cannot get Maple out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. I can tell.
So cute. Anyway,
okay. I have one more little surprise.
Okay.
Okay. In fact,
it's amazing.
Hopefully he's here on the line. Keith, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about y'all?
You may have heard about this, that Christy has had, I don't know if it's a midlife crisis, if it's a dream that has reached its peak or what it may be. But she mentioned earlier this week how much she just really, really wants to ride a motorcycle. She's got her birthday today. And so this is a big time of year. And she awesome. She didn't want to just ride any motorcycle.
Okay.
She wanted to ride the motorcycle.
Yes.
The hog.
We've got the motorcycle that she can ride then.
So, I was like, you know what? I bet there's somebody who can help. So I heard about you guys at the Pig Trail Harley.
Right.
And you guys have a way you might be able to make this happen?
Oh, definitely. Well, what we can do is we can get her signed up for a class.
Okay.
And then we're going to spend the next 2 days out on the range on a motorcycle, on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
So she will actually be on a Harley riding.
That is correct. And we're going to put her through it's called the MSF Motorcycle Safety Foundation Curriculum.
Okay, so Keith, you're telling me, like, I get to ride a motorcycle, like, with you guys, like, on a Harley.
Yes.
The
you
Hawk.
Will own that motorcycle.
So to clarify, is she driving or just riding?
No, she is operating the motorcycle.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Are you asking me if I'm sure? Yes,
no, Keith. I'm asking them.
Definitely. Hey, we teach people that have never been on a motorcycle, that have never shifted a manual transmission before, okay? Motorcycles are a fun activity to do, and it's a great community once you get into the Harley-Davidson community. Okay.
I feel like I belong in that community. Like,
yes, you do.
You get to wear, like, big leather jackets and stuff, right?
What I want you to do is to come to our dealership and before the class, and we'll get you all geared up. We'll get you some gear that that you can wear so that you are protected. So that you wear the proper equipment. There are 6 things that we need to make sure that you have access to, and we will help you with that.
Okay.
Well, I'm an extrovert. Do I need to do this alone? I feel like I could. Could I bring somebody with me?
Absolutely, you can do that.
Oh,
We'd love to have you and a friend with us.
So she could bring a listener and experience this together.
Okay. Oh, that's a great idea. Yes.
Okay, we're going to work on we'll figure out a way to do this.
Okay.
So Christy and a KLRC listener will take this class together. They actually will learn how to drive a motorcycle on a Harley.
Yes.
This is amazing.
All right, before we let you go, a couple of quick questions. I know safety is a really big deal for you guys. Will you have paramedics on standby when Christy's there?
We won't have paramedics, but we'll have cell phones that we can call 911 if we need
okay.
to.
Okay, all right. That's probably as good as anything. Does she have to wear chaps?
She does not have to unless if she wants to. Okay. We will let her.
Okay, all right. Those were the most important things.
I'm all in, and I want some really cool chaps.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you guys for helping make this birthday wish come true. We appreciate it.
That is awesome, and happy birthday, Christy.
Thank you. I'm so excited. This is going to be awesome.
Good deal.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
Hey, man, we have had a day so far today.
It's been awesome.
So
unexpected and so sweet.
It began a little uncertain. I get a little text message at 5 a.m. Christy's like, hey, flat tire. I'm going to have to try to figure out another way. Thankfully, you had access to the Jeep.
Yeah.
So you were able to still get in, which was a chilly ride this morning, but this afternoon will be amazing.
Yeah, and as I was backing out of the garage, the song, like as soon as I turned on the car, it was like, you're going to see me through it, Brandon Heath's song.
You're like, okay.
And I was like, okay, God. And you then he me. Played Lord, I Need You, which is my favorite song of all time,
mm-hmm.
right after that. I was like, thank you, God, for that gift.
Little birthday
today.
Song, that's kind of cool.
So, yeah. It's good.
And then, I don't know if you missed it, I don't know, about 30 minutes ago, mm-hmm. I looked out the window here in the studio in downtown Salem Springs, and there's a guy walking, like making a beeline for the front of the radio station, carrying a puppy.
I know. He's a friend of mine. His name is Trevor, and he brought little Maple. I had no idea he had a puppy, and they just got her last week. She is adorable. Anyway, he works around the corner, so he thought, hey, I'll just bring little Maple by to make Christy's day. And you did. Maple.
We'll figure out a way to put the video on the Morning Show page because it's like you become a different person the moment the puppy is in your hands.
I turn to mush and Maple, oh my goodness. Now I have to go get a puppy today now. Like for real, I'm going to get a puppy.
Maybe catch your breath for a moment, but...
I'll think about it. No. Oh, one of our listeners, David, he chimed in. He said, hey, happy birthday. I have 6 baby cows I can bring up to the studio. FYI, not potty trained.
That's awesome.
I thought that was awesome. David, I think it's okay they're not potty trained. I just want to see the look on Mark's face.
Yeah.
Because they're not potty trained.
When six
baby cows come in.
Roll into the studio.
Which, by the way, baby cows are so cute.
This is good. We're going off the rails.
I'm all about it.
And we forgot this too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, by the way, to the folks at the Pig Trail Harley Davidson.
Yes.
Not only do they have folks who listen while they work there, which is awesome, but they joined in on this little birthday surprise. I didn't know they were like going to set you up with like.
Oh my goodness, me either. This is incredible.
The whole deal. Your midlife crisis is going to become real.
I know. I cannot believe this is happening. I'm going to get a free training class. Plus, and I want to invite one of our listeners. Like,
we're going to figure out how to do that. We definitely need to figure out if we can
take
do that.
This class together, have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
But he said they're going to give me like some gear. Like I'm going to look like a legit biker
or something.
I'm driving to work this morning listening to the broadcast.
Okay.
And I heard the thing about the motorcycle, and I have to tell you, this will be the most amazing thing you will ever do in your life.
Oh,
really?
For real? Like taking the class or riding the motorcycle? I mean, what are your thoughts?
Just being on the motorcycle.
Okay.
Do you have a motorcycle?
I do.
I've heard that once you do it, like you're in and addicted.
Uh-oh.
100%. It's like it becomes a lifestyle. It's part of you.
Okay.
I actually ride with a motorcycle ministry, and we ride all over. We're getting ready to make a ride down towards Houston, Texas in a couple of weeks. Like once you're on it, it just becomes part of your life.
Wow.
No kidding. I love this.
Perfect.
Well, that is awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck. Have fun. And be sure to keep us posted how much you enjoy it.
I will.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.